知行英语 Listen and share.
Share. 大家好，我们继续讲恐怖故事 Snake and 我的阿姨是条蛇。
There was just enough moonlight for him to see the bottom of his door. So he blew out his candle and unsheathed his sword. Then he stood waiting. He watched for hours, wondering what the snake might do. What if it slithered through the window instead, crept up behind him, and struck him with his venomous fangs? What ifIt slithered to the top of the wardrobe and dropped down from above. He was thinking of fleeing for his life. When he finally saw the snake glide under the door first, its head, then its body, then its tail. Slash! He swung the sword so quickly that the snake had no warning, and the tip of its tail began writhing all by itself there on the floor.The snake raised its head as if to strike, but then it hissed viciously and slithered out of the room. And when he looked down the hall, he saw it disappear under his uncle's door. The young man couldn't stand looking at the quivering tail, so he scooped it up with his sword and flung it in a draw. He hardly slept all that night, and when he did,Snakes chased him through his dreams. The next morning, he opened the drawer a crack to look at the snake's tail and was amazed to see that it had turned into human toes.
The 月光刚好能让他看清房门底下的地方，于是他吹灭了蜡烛，拔出剑来站在那儿等着，一连几个小时他都盯着那儿，脑袋里想着那条蛇可能会做些什么。如果他从窗户进来，在身后爬到自己身上用毒牙攻击自己，那该怎么办呢？或者那条蛇要是先爬到衣柜上，然后再从上面下来呢？他正琢磨着是不是要先逃命，这时终于看见了蛇从房门下面悄悄地爬进来，先是脑袋，然后是身子，最后是尾巴。咔嚓，他迅速地挥舞着手中的剑，蛇还没有警觉到的时候，尾巴就被削断了，跳到地上以后还在扭动着。他抬起头，似乎是要展开进攻，但是恶狠狠地嘶嘶叫了几声，然后就爬了出去。他向楼下的客厅看去，只见蛇消失在了叔叔卧室的房门下。看着那节还在扭动的尾巴，年轻人心里直发毛，于是就用剑把尾巴挑了起来，甩到抽屉里去了。那晚上他基本没怎么睡，因为只要他一睡着，就会梦见那条蛇在追他。第二天早晨，当他把抽屉拉开一条缝去看那段尾巴，然而惊奇地发现，尾巴变成了人的脚趾。
现在我们来逐句对照地听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
There was just enough moonlight for him to see the bottom of his doorSo he blew out his candle and unsheathed his sword. Then he stood waiting.
月光刚好能让他看清房门底下的地方，于是他吹灭了蜡烛，拔出剑来，站在那儿等着。
He watched for hours, wondering what the snake might do.
一连几个小时，他都盯着那儿，脑袋里想着那条蛇可能会做些什么。
What if it slithered through the window instead, crept up behind him, and struck him with his venomous fangs?
如果他从窗户进来，在身后爬到自己身上，用毒牙攻击自己，那该怎么办呢？
What if it slithered to the top of the wardrobe and dropped down from above?
或者那条蛇要是先爬到衣柜上，然后再从上面下来呢？
He was thinking of fleeing for his life.
他正琢磨着是不是要先逃命。
When he finally saw the snake glide under the door first, its head, then its body, then its tail.
这时终于看见了蛇从房门下面悄悄地爬进来，先是脑袋，然后是身子，最后是尾巴。
Slash! He swung the sword so quickly.That the snake had no warning, and the tip of its tail began writhing all by itself there on the floor.
咔嚓！他迅速地挥舞着手中的剑。蛇还没有警觉到的时候，尾巴就被削断了。跳到地上以后，还在扭动着。
The snake raised its head as if to strike, but then it hissed viciously and slithered out of the room.
他抬起头，似乎是要展开进攻，但是恶狠狠地嘶嘶叫了几声，然后就爬了出去。
And when he looked down the hall, he saw it disappear under his uncle's door.
他向楼下的客厅看去，只见蛇消失在了叔叔卧室的房门下。
The young man couldn't stand looking at the quivering tail, so he scooped it up with his sword and flung it in a drawer.
看着那节还在扭动的尾巴，年轻人心里直发毛，于是就用剑把尾巴挑了起来，甩到抽屉里去了。
He hardly slept all that night, and when he did, snakes chased him through his dreams.
那晚上他基本没怎么睡，因为只要他一睡着，就会梦见那条蛇在追他。
The next morning, he opened the drawer a crack.To look at the snake's tail, and was amazed to see that it had turned into human toes.
第二天早晨，当他把抽屉拉开一条缝去看那段尾巴，然而惊奇地发现，尾巴变成了人的脚趾。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
What if? 如果怎么怎么将会怎样？假使怎么怎么该怎么办？经常用在口语中表示假设。例如 ,What if we should fail? 倘若我们失败了怎么办？另外还有其他几个与 what 相关的搭配也经常在口语中出现。例如 ,So what? 那又怎么样呢 ?What for? 为什么 ?What next? 还有呢等等
So that
如此以致
这个短语中 so 做关联副词后面要跟形容词或者副词而 that 后面一般跟从句例如
It is so quiet in the room that you can hear the drop of a pin
房间里静的连吊根针都能听见另外 so that 可以连在一起使用意思是以便于这个短语起到连词的作用用来连接上下文引导后面的状语从句
Hardly slept all that night
Hardly 意思是几乎不表示否定相当于 do not 尤其是在反义疑问句中倘若有 hardly 出现那么我们要注意反问的时候用肯定的形式例如
His legs were so weak that he could hardly stand Could he?
他的腿软得简直不能站立，不是吗？
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。